This is one of those stories which shows us why Jesus caused such a disturbance when he came. You know, a Pharisee and a tax collector are praying in the temple. Who's the model believer? And who's to be avoided? Well, if you were an employer, who would you prefer to have as an employee? The one who does his job but has an ego problem? Or the one who seldom does his job but is at least is willing to admit their problem? I think we all want to get the job done. And yet Jesus will hold up the tax collector as the one who's approved by God. Why? Because God is not an employer. He is our Father. Yes, he wants me to do the right things, but what good is it? What is it worth if I am at odds with the rest of his children? Unfortunately, it's easy to fall into that trap of the Pharisee. If we attend church regularly, you know, we say our prayers during the day, we might be tempted to hold up our heads, look in the mirror, make sure our halo's on straight. You know, we'll suggest to people that we're good people, but we'll be reluctant to say that we are holy people. I hear things like this. I'm not a saint, but at least I'm a good person. And I'm thinking to myself, have they forgotten something? The definition of a saint is a person who's in heaven, whether they're formally recognized by the church or not. On Friday, we will celebrate All Saints Day, and that celebrates all those saints not proclaimed by the church. Saintly family members, neighbors, co-workers, teachers, friends. If we hope to go to heaven, by definition, we have to be saints. Even the person who passes through purgatory on their way to heaven is still a saint being purified. Our gospel is reminding us that we can't reach heaven solely on our own efforts. So there's no sense in trying to exalt ourselves. In general, my experience is that people who often exalt themselves do it by judging others, by putting them down, by creating division. And so, yes, as an employer, you might prefer the Pharisee, but how many of him can you have on your team before everything becomes unmanageable? It is true that the Pharisees did fast twice a week for the good of the nation, and they did tithe on their entire incomes for the upkeep of the temple. But God is not fooled by mere externals. The Pharisee exalts himself rather than God, and he despises others. His actions might be in obedience to God, but his heart is far from God. On the other hand, the tax collector exalts God because he recognizes his own helplessness. He recognizes that he is dependent upon God. With just a few words, Jesus masterfully paints a word picture for us. The tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat his breast and prayed, "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." How often does that resemble our prayer? The tax collector's deeds might be far from God, but his heart is turned toward God. And it is easier for us to change our deeds than to change our hearts. Sure, if you were an employer, you need to get the job done. But God is not an employer. God is our Father. And when all is said and done, what is it that fathers really desire? Fathers desire that their children be close to them in their actions and in their hearts. God wants more of us than to be like the Pharisee in today's parable. God knows it takes just a few people like the Pharisee to make a mess of everything. On a committee on a small team or in a family, it takes just one. But similarly, he wants more of us than to simply be repentant like the tax collector. By all means, it's important that we recognize our need for God like the tax collector. But God created us for more. God wants us to be what we heard in that first reading. If you want to be more than just a good person, if you want to be a saint, it's explained for us in a few short words. Here they are. The one who serves God willingly is heard. The one who serves God willingly is heard. The problem with the Pharisee is that he may appear to be serving God, but it's not willingly. In his heart, he is only serving himself. The tax collector exalts God through his repentance, but he is not yet serving God. He still has some growing to do. The one who serves God willingly exalts God in the best way. We need to be saints to get into heaven, by definition. And so if you're one of those people who thinks, well, I'm not a saint, but at least I'm a good person, examine your conscience. Examine your priorities. Examine what you value, for why you wouldn't consider yourself to be a saint. Why would we not consider ourselves to be saints? I would suggest that the reason is because we recognize at some level that saints are those who do not only what God commands, but they do what they know God wants them to do. Saints not only follow the rules, they also let God control the direction of their lives. In the Old Testament, when God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, it was a request, not a command. Abraham could have said no without disobeying God. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary at the Annunciation and asked her to be the mother of God, it was a request, not a demand. Mary could have said no without disobeying God. Remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. Saints not only do what God commands, but they do what they know God wants. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. It makes perfect sense to me. It doesn't mean I do it, but it makes sense to me. Do we serve God willingly, out of love? Or is it grudgingly? Is it out of expectation of some reward? It's not easy to be a saint, but after we have strived to serve God willingly, we know that we will be heard. And we know how we should pray to be heard. We should stand off at a distance and not even raise our eyes to heaven, but beat our breast and say, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And according to Jesus' own words, we will enter our heavenly home justified. We will have done everything in our power and then entrusted ourselves to God. Because here's the good news. Not only will those who serve God willingly be heard, but they will also be exalted by God. You don't have to take it into your own hands like the Pharisee. God will exalt those who serve him willingly. So entrust your life to God, and the deepest petitions of your heart will be heard.